Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. I'm Marcia. The title of this message is Fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, I pray that individuals will gain understanding and learn how to gain victory over fear that has been controlling their life. Amen. The spirit of fear does not come from God. He did not give us that spirit, the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Love is the benevolent affection and deep compassion of God for all creatures, or the relevant devotion returned from them to Him. He wants each of us to have this love, but He wants us to have it also for each other. It says in 1 Peter 1:22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. The love that we have for each other should be pure and sincere. He doesn't want us to pretend like we love one another when we truly dislike each other deep in our heart. Love should be pure, sincere. It says our souls are purified in obeying the truth through Holy Spirit. It tells us in Galatians 5:22 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 2 Timothy also speaks of a sound mind. To be sound is to be free from injury, damage, defect, disease, to be in good condition, healthy, robust, to be sound. And it speaks of power, which is great or marked ability to do and act, strength, might, or force. In 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Love, power, and a sound mind. These come from God, not fear. Don't allow deception to creep in your mind and have you thinking that fear comes from God, because it does not. In Acts 10:38, it reads, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. There can be power in your speech when it is led by the Spirit of God. It is not of self, it is not of pride, but it is by the power of God. He will give us the same power to heal and do mighty works when we are led by Holy Spirit and His power. If there is pride in you, you would want to be seen, have all the attention for yourself. This is self-serving, serving only your purposes, but not God's. Jesus sent out some of His followers and told them to go forward, spreading the word and healing. And He told them to take only what was on their back, not to take extra things, and to stay at people's homes and eat and drink there. And if no one received them, to wipe the dust off their feet. But they had power to rebuke, power to heal. And it says in Luke 10:17, this is when they returned back to him. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. When these individuals returned, they were in awe that the devils they came up against were subject to them through Jesus' name. But take note, they did not say that the devils were subject to them by what they said, by their power, because they are human and they hold no power. But they said that the devils were subject to them through Jesus' name. Jesus told them in Luke 10:20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jesus wanted them to understand that their joy should be because their names are written in heaven, rather than devils that obey them. Knowing that your name is written in heaven should be the goal for you. It should be the goal for each of us. The purpose of reading these scriptures about the 70 who went out and returned was for you to understand that God will work through each one of us, and we can rebuke evil. But you must be in alignment with Him in order for this to happen. And I use that word alignment a lot, because when we are at one with Him, whatever we ask, it shall be done. And we do hold power to rebuke. And this subject matter is about fear. And you can rebuke that fear off of you when you are in alignment with God. You no longer have to allow the fear to control you. A mechanic told me that when he aligns the wheels of a car, so the car will drive straight on the road, that you can very easily go out and hit a pothole or a bump and knock the wheels out of alignment. So when you're driving down the road and you let go of the steering wheel and the car kind of veers to the right or veers to the left on its own, the wheels are out of alignment. But I kind of equate that to the same thing that happens with us in different situations. We get ourselves in alignment with God and we're walking with Him and we're doing what we should be doing. But then we run into a bump of some kind, a pothole of some kind. We trip over ourselves and we fall in sin. And once we have done that, we are no longer in alignment with Him. So we have to get ourselves picked up and we have to get ourselves back in alignment with Him so we can move forward straight in righteousness. Bumps and potholes come in many forms. But whatever it is, be it a person, an old acquaintance, a situation, if it pulls you out of alignment with God, how are you going to combat fear? How are you going to rebuke the devil? But you can operate in the Spirit when you are at one with God. And if you fall out of that because of sin, you no longer are operating by the power of the Lord. And you as a human hold none. When you are sincere in your heart with God, He hears your prayers. His presence will manifest. And when you rebuke evil in the name of Jesus, it will flee. If you don't believe this, then you are lacking in your faith and your trust in Him. And it's the same with fear. Fear presents itself in various ways to a lot of us. It can scare you related to your health. It can scare you when you hear noises in the house and you're the only one there, or when you're worried and afraid for your children, or when you're being bullied by someone. So fear presents itself in many different ways. However, when you are at that point in your life where you can call on Jesus and pray to Him for protection, you are also at that point in your life where you can rebuke that fear that's trying to hold on to you. Fear only grips you because you feed it. If you can give it to God and let go and walk forward, trusting that He will take care of it, the grip will be loosened because He will be handling that situation for you. Fear loses its grip on you when God is on the scene. God will show up for you. He will move on your behalf, but it takes your faith and your trust to make it happen. Your faith and your trust in God activates His manifestation. So when you can trust Him to take care of it, you should be able to move forward in peace of mind and watch Him work it out. It says in Zechariah 4:6, "Then He answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." No matter how mighty someone is, this power comes from God. Holy Spirit comes from God. Here lies the strength and the power. He is the one we call out to, not humans. Proverbs 2:7, "He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly." A buckler is a round shield that is held by a grip and sometimes has straps that the arm can pass through. A buckler is any means of defense and protection, and it is to be a shield to support, to defend. God is a shield, a protection to those who live righteous. His shield of protection is also against the spirit of fear. The scripture in 2 Timothy mentioned love as a conqueror also of fear. Well, it tells us in 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love." And the answer to what is perfect in love can be found in 1 John 4:12. "No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us." We don't have to worry about how are we going to make that love perfect in us, because if we obey His word, which here it says to love one another, God will dwell in us, and He will perfect that love. James 2:19 tells us, "Thou believe that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." You can open your heart to God by accepting Him in it. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." There are no flaws or shortcomings in God. His love is right, honest, pure, sincere, and secure. He does not give us that spirit of fear. He gives us power and love. When our love is perfected in Him, He dwells in us, becomes our shield and protector. My closing prayer. Lord, I pray for the heart that struggles to let go of what allows them to fear. I pray for them to have comfort and trust. Stir each heart to seek You daily. I pray they will have the experience of perfect love because Your Spirit will dwell within them. And they will finally have victory over fear. In the name of Jesus, amen.